production for the two substitutes as they combine to get Chelsea in third.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Two Substitutes, new and improved, I don't know, but I'm joined by Akshay from across the seven oceans from India.
Hello, Arun.
Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
This is the second time we are trying. From two different continents.
It's a big leap, very long distance.
Yes, long distance. But you know what's the same?
What?
Football. Yes.
Yeah, it's same.
You should be a dramatic actor. Alright. It has been a long while. I think maybe 1 or 2 months since we last did it.
Well, yeah.
Lots of news to cover, and on the other hand, maybe not lots of things to cover because I don't remember much since the last time we did it. So this weekend was international break. Before we do the preview for this coming weekend, maybe we can review some of the games that you might remember or I might remember from the last weekend, from all the international games.
Yeah.
Anything stood out to you?
The international break or from the Premier League games?
From the international break. England.
I think the two unbeaten teams in the qualifying campaign. Mm-hmm. So it's Belgium and Italy. It'll be interesting to see them next year, especially Belgium. I think they are scoring goals for fun and not conceding many goals either.
Yeah, Belgium always have a good squad, especially in since last 2 or 3 years, but somehow they are not maybe the World Cup they at least managed semi-finals, right?
Yeah, they did better in the World Cup. Or,
but with their squad, you would think that a trophy should be their goal. Cause
yeah, I think they could go further, and maybe this next year's Euro would be the time for them. If they can't do it there, then I think it'll be tough for them, because I feel like right now the team that they have might be their best team, even better than the last World Cups.
Yeah.
Even though their players are the same, but they are in their peak now. You could argue that they were still slightly younger that time.
Yep. So England has been beaten before?
England?
I don't remember them losing
England
also.
England lost one game, right? Where
they did lose.
They lost maybe last international break.
Okay. Think. Anyways, though, from their group also, they had an easy qualifying. They scored a lot of goals also and didn't concede many goals. I'm happy because some of the Chelsea youngsters, I think this is what your club used to do. When I remember you were saying, England team has a lot of Arsenal players. And I'm
I
think now it's the cycle has turned to Chelsea. Like,
we don't have any player in the England team.
Yeah. But England had an easy group, but as usual, the main thing would be for them to perform in the actual competition.
Yeah, I think Southgate still trying to find the best midfield combination.
Yeah.
He's trying Declan Rice, Henderson, there's Harry Winks also, I think, getting some time.
Yeah, the last game he managed to score a goal.
Yeah, their midfield is kind of unsettled, I feel. And their attack is pretty solid.
Yeah.
You know, like Sterling, Kane and Rashford, all three of them, they play well together. But the only worry I have is with their defense. Other than that, I think defense also looks good for England.
Oh, you mean the only worry you have is midfield? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still have, I mean, maybe James Maddison can step up now. We'll have to see. But yeah, that's what they lacked last time.
We also keep forgetting, I think they, Ruben Loftus-Cheek is also out for a long time now because Gareth Southgate, you liked him a lot when he was not injured. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he comes back. Right now, I think, I don't know if there's any box-to-box type player. Harry Winks, is that maybe he's growing into that mold but not fully developed yet, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Italy result. They beat someone 9-1, right?
Yeah.
Armenia.
Oh, they recovered.
Your player's team.
What's that?
Mkhitaryan, man.
Yeah, Mkhitaryan, he's still Arsenal player.
Wait, did he go out on loan?
Yeah, he's on loan to Roma.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he was saying Emery didn't treat him right.
Yeah.
So maybe we can move on to the club news now, since I mentioned Emery. Before we proceed, I've been reading that people are, it's not like he had enough with his pitch performance. Now people are making fun of his post-game interviews also with how he says good evening.
Oh yeah, it's always been there, good evening.
Good evening.
I mean, that's what he says, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know why that's such a big deal, because I feel like that's how a Spanish person would say, or maybe someone from the region where he is from in Spain would say good evening. I cannot really avoid it.
Yeah, and also like he didn't know English as much. Like he didn't used to speak English before, and
yeah,
he has learned a new language and he's doing press conferences. So it's still a big deal to do all of that at his age.
Yeah.
So I think like people should respect him for that, but at the same time, you know, it's like something of a meme right now.
Okay, yeah. So coming back to the pitch performances, how do you assess Arsenal's performance so far?
Arsenal's season has been very, very, very difficult to watch. We play with no identity, as we talked about before as well, like when we were getting results even though we were not playing well. But at that point, we were getting results, and now we're getting found out and we're not getting any results. We are finding it difficult to keep our leads. And yeah, things are just all over the place right now at Arsenal in terms of footballing.
Right.
And a lot of blame has to go to Emery because he, like now it has been 18 months since he joined the club.
Yeah.
And even after that much of a time, we can't really see what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but progress is
there. Are no excuses left either now. Like before, we were saying like, oh, Tierney is yet to be back. Bellerin is not there. He doesn't have fullbacks. And fullbacks would contribute a lot to his gameplay and style and whatnot. But now both of them are here. But we still have the same style of play where we just don't create any chances, and even after having Aubameyang and Lacazette, we can't give them any service, and it's a lot of sideways passing and a lot of pondering on the ball and shaky defense as always. So things are like, it's really hard to see positives so far.
And he has to bring back Ozil from the dead. He resurrected him.
Yeah, he was forced into getting Ozil because we were not creating chances. And with Ozil, we certainly do create more chances, but at the same time, there are bigger issues than just having Ozil in the team. Like, you know, Ozil on his own can't really make all of that difference attacking-wise.
I mean, he's a good player, let's be honest. Even when he was there, there were always doubts about him performing in the big games. So Emery needed to do something different And so far, it doesn't look like he has managed to do that. I know as we were doing our predictions at the start of the season, you said it would be a disappointment if they didn't finish at least top three or four, I think, in the season.
Yeah, and given all of that and seeing where we are right now and our form, and so it looks like if Emery stays in the job until the end of the season, I don't see ourselves finishing in the top four now. Mm-hmm. Just because there's no difference. Like, I think we have seen enough now, and we have seen everything on how he manages the games and what he's trying to do. And the board seems to be behind him, and they're still supporting him, which is kind of strange. But maybe in the background, they're still looking for someone who can come in and do the job this season, because we can't really afford to finish outside of the top four this season.
Right.
It's been already three seasons, so being in the Europa League.
Also, so at this moment, we don't really know. There are not many managers available, maybe.
Yeah.
Signing Mourinho, for me at least, would be a mistake.
It's not a great time to be an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And especially when you see clubs like Chelsea and Leicester City who have the new manager and they're there even lesser time than Emery.
Yeah.
But they have already stamped their identity. So Lampard at Chelsea doing like way better job than Emery is doing at Arsenal. And same can be said with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Where he has put his imprint on the team, and they are playing the type of football that fans like to see and we as Arsenal fans like to see as well.
Yeah, Leicester look a really accomplished team. They're scoring goals and they're not conceding a lot of goals also. So overall, and they don't have any distractions of European football as well. So they have a really good chance of finishing top four this season. With Brendan Rodgers having that experience also in the Premier League before.
All right, and they seem to strike the right balance, like we were talking about it last time.
Yeah.
With their young midfield and young players, even though they are performing very well, they lost Harry Maguire and still like no difference. Like, I think their defense is even better than last season. So
Yunju has taken his place.
Yeah.
Effort seamlessly.
All right. So that's the difference of a new manager and what he can bring into the team with the same players. We played Leicester. We could talk about that game too. Like, Leicester were threatening throughout the game and they created a lot of chances. And 2-0, I think it would have been 4-0 as well.
It was after, you wouldn't have imagined a day when Leicester, like, even before the game started, they were looking favorites for the game.
Yeah, no one had any like hopes of Arsenal getting something out of this game, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
We had one chance with Lacazette, but that was about it. There are not many chances for Arsenal, and Leicester City, very solid in defense. Soyuncu, Ricardo Pereira, both had a very good game.
And Ben Chilwell is having his best season this year, this season.
Yeah.
Both for country and club.
Right, so man for man right now, I think Leicester have a better player in every position than Arsenal.
Yeah, the
like Vardy is in prime form.
Right, I think the table isn't lying. So I think there's some FA Cup matches on Wednesday, but not many important ones that we should talk about. I mean, every game is important. Not, please don't, the fans of those clubs, please don't kill us. But
yeah, it's when you just say, like, no disrespect to them. You still disrespect them.
Yeah, I don't like that when the people do that in the podcast. But so this weekend, the biggest game is Chelsea Man City, I think.
Yeah, on
it would be
Saturday.
A big test for Lampard so far. I mean, fans were going after Jose Mourinho, but he was not wrong in a certain way when he said that we have not won against the big teams yet. Even though the first game against Manchester United, the scoreline didn't do justice to the actual game. And also against Liverpool, we were not like overpowered by them as many people suspected. We gave them a fight, but yeah, we have not gotten a point so far against the big two teams, so this will be a big test for him, for Lampard. Hopefully he can get a point. And Man City right now are also suffering, so usually when any team is suffering, I've talked to you about this before, Chelsea are the perfect team to play then, because we try to boost morals of every team who is suffering. So
but maybe this time is it's a different Chelsea, so it's a different proposition, so you may never know what can happen. And for Man City, they've already lost how many games this season? 2 or 3 already?
Yeah.
So it's very uncharacteristic of Man City to lose that many points at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's very weird to see, because I still think they have the better squad maybe, but Liverpool for some reason have avoided injuries, and Man City's defense, just all of the defense collapsed with injuries, so they had to put Fernandinho central defense. I don't know why Guardiola doesn't trust Otamendi. I mean, we know why, but at least he's a proper defender.
He's a proper center back.
Yeah.
And, if like people praise Guardiola so much for bringing the best out of their players and also moving players from one position to another, I think Otamendi at one point was one of the better center backs in the league. So I mean, he certainly has the abilities to do the job, but somehow it seems like he is totally out of favor now.
Keeps playing Fernandinho center back. Even Stones, I think he... Remember when Man City signed Stones, he was the next big deal, next big thing.
Yeah.
I know Stones had suffered lots of injuries, but so far, he is not proving to be that good of an investment for them.
Right, I mean, they signed him pretty early. I think he just had one good season at Everton at that point. And to go to Man City from Everton at that age, I think, will be difficult. And also injuries didn't help his cause either.
But
I think he still has time. We'll have to see what happens in the future. But right now, Man City somehow against like all the odds are struggling, which is hard to see. And they are fourth in the league right now, right?
Yeah, fourth.
Yeah, like, I would not have imagined Man City fourth in the table at any point in the season.
I would not have imagined us to be third in the table at this point, which is very strange. What's your also? Can Sterling come back from his fight with Joe Gomez?
I read a little bit about it, and I think it's the fight that they sparred in their last game. And Southgate has dropped Sterling for one of the England's game.
Yeah, he dropped him for the second last game.
But right, I think Sterling can come back.
There was an altercation because you could see it on Joe Gomez's face, but I think both of them made up pretty soon after that.
Yeah.
It was sad to see Joe Gomez getting booed by his own fans when it was not his fault at all. Even Sterling came out in his defense later. Well, what's your prediction for this game though, Man City-Chelsea?
I think it'll be a very entertaining game. I think both teams will go for a win.
Yeah.
And winning matters more for Man City than Chelsea.
Yeah.
Especially given their current league position, so they might be susceptible for counter-attacks from Chelsea, who have a lot of pace in their attack. Right. And Tammy Abraham is carrying on his good form and pouncing on little chances that he gets and converting them.
Yeah.
I could see draw or a Man City win.
Okay.
Don't see Chelsea winning still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was my analysis. I would love to see Chelsea win actually, but that point, the Man City could only lose because they are so far behind Liverpool now. They have to go all out in these games now. So I would go for I would be brave. I'll go for a Chelsea win. Yes.
Yeah, I mean you can't win. You can still make that prediction, I think.
Yeah.
That they are above Man City in the table right now.
Right, yeah. Tammy Abraham was a good investment for my fantasy team also. Yes, I was not expecting him to score that many goals, but
He has been like surprise of the season for me. I did not expect him to do this well.
Yeah.
In the Premier League.
Especially
when like he was the only choice for attack, even though you had Batshuayi, but Lampard since the beginning was playing.
He gave him the number 9 shirt also. So
yeah.
I think that boosted his confidence a lot. And most of these youngsters with Chelsea, I'm seeing like they are pretty humble. Also, if you watch their interviews, they don't have anything like they are not going off the like. I don't know the term for that, but. They're not too far over their head.
You're saying,
yeah. So they seem pretty down to earth people, which is nice to see. Okay, Arsenal are playing Southampton. Southampton are another team which are down in the doldrums.
Yeah. Yeah, but for Arsenal, given our current form,
Arsenal are also up in the doldrums, though.
Yeah. We haven't kept our lead in last 4 games, no matter what the opposition is. I think it'll be a tough game, and seems like we play with some kind of a handbrake on, that's what people say, where like we don't fully commit to attack. We are always worried about
don't express yourself back and,
we don't express ourselves fully, and it's been like a long time since we had done that. I think the last game I remember was Arsenal against Fulham last season, where we won 5-2. But aside of that, I don't think we have ever went all in, like all attack, and let's just finish the opposition within like 20-30 minutes and see out the game. We just don't play very well right now.
Yeah, we have to.
So
we have to remember Aubameyang has been saving Arsenal for more. For a lot of games this season also, they were looking like...
I think all the points that we have got were down to the individual brilliance. Like, you know, sometimes Guendouzi plays a brilliant pass, or Aubameyang with an individual finish, or something of that nature. It saves us. But on
team,
paper,
as a team,
overall, the overall how the game goes, like, we don't control the game. Like, opposition always has chances against us. And we concede more shots on goal. I think Leno has made most number of saves this season, any goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And we are one of the worst defensive teams too. So, yeah, things are not great for Arsenal, even though I'll predict a win just because we can't afford to lose any game.
Yeah.
So we have to get 3 points no matter what.
Right.
And Southampton, they were thrashed by Leicester City, and I think they were still struggling with that result in their last few games. And they are down in confidence, and they are certainly up for the relegation this season.
Yeah, I would predict Arsenal win also. I mean, they have to win now. So I'm guessing their international break would serve them right. They can relax and come up with some new plans. Manager can find a different way to say good evening, maybe to get the people off his back. But Liverpool have an interesting game also against a team that could be a bogey team for many people. Many teams.
Yeah, they have thrashed their title hopes more than once.
Yeah. Crystal Palace, you remember that 3-3?
Yeah, with Suarez and Gerrard in that team when they were crying after the game.
And they have done that a few times this season also, I think, against big teams. Crystal Palace.
Yeah, they're in a good form. I think they are quite high in the table.
No, they have dropped actually now. They were high, but now they
lost the last game.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, they can cause Liverpool problems, but Liverpool somehow, I think...
they find a way to win, even though they're not playing well, or...
They have some amount of luck also this season going for them.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe, usually when you see any team winning titles, you have one or two of these moments.
They've already had more than that. Yeah. More than...
There's a documentary on Amazon Prime called This Is Football or something, which talks about this, like, one incident that can change a season or a game for whole team. You need that amount of luck in football. It's a pretty interesting video. You should watch that.
But where is it?
On Amazon Prime. It's called This Is Football or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like Liverpool have everything going for them right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know where... when Liverpool will lose the game now, when they didn't lose against Man City.
Yeah. They've been... are they going for your undefeated record?
You could certainly see that so far. I was really hoping that Man City would end their unbeaten run, but that didn't happen. So it's really hard to see who else can beat them.
We keep saying that, though. We said that to Man City about Man City also two seasons ago.
Yeah.
But something happened. It's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long season, and also I think the December time will be, there will be a lot of fixtures, and you may lose like a game there.
Right.
You never know. But yeah, in this game, I would say Liverpool will win it.
Yeah, that's my prediction also. We are not doing the scores. I think scores are really hard. Just do the prediction.
Yeah.
Another team which is struggling, Tottenham. Another team that are very unpredictable, West Ham. I don't know. They always start the season with high hopes, and then now they are... again in their usual mid-table position. Not even mid-table, actually. They are near relegation,
like,
right
bottom
now.
Bottom of the league right now, 16th in the league. Yeah. And Spurs are struggling as well. They are 14th in the league.
You are taking a lot of joy from that.
Even though they are only 3 points away from Arsenal, but still, they are 14th.
Yeah, I don't know what has happened to them this season. All of this behind the scenes talk.
Yeah,
I was reading Real Madrid are now also looking at Christian Eriksen to sign him in January.
Yeah, it's falling apart for Spurs and their manager. We talked about it too, right? With where Pochettino's press conference and how he was still negative about his future at the club and whatnot. So. Just those off-field issues are now creeping into their game, and they are finding it hard to get results. Kane isn't firing for them. He's playing well for England, but for Spurs.
Yeah, they did play well in the Champions League, though. Premier League, they are not going through a good period. Not quite sure what's happening. I think far only Son is the player who is consistently performing for them.
Yeah.
So let's see. What other games?
What will be your prediction for this game?
Oh, prediction. I'll go. Based on how West Ham have performed, I'll go for a Spurs win. I think they'll win it here. You?
Yeah, West Ham have been poor, but I would still go for a draw. I think West Ham at home, maybe they'll try to get something out of the game. Mm-hmm. And Pellegrini, I always think that Pellegrini is like he's a good manager.
Yeah.
But somehow he's yet to make too much of a difference to West Ham. They had a good patch of like two or three wins in a row, but that has gone now and they're still struggling. But I think they need some, like, one big result to get them back up.
Yeah.
And Spurs could be the right time for them to do that.
Right. So, wait, you're saying West Ham win?
So, I'm going for a draw.
Oh, okay. Of course you are. a draw should keep them behind you. So,
yeah.
Good. Another team I do want to talk about is Sheffield United. They have a big game also, but they have surpassed everyone's expectations so far with the king of fantasy in their team, Lord John Lundstrom.
Yeah, I got him last week.
No, the Lord. They call him the Lord.
Yeah, they're a very tough team to play against.
Yeah.
I saw them when we played them recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Until then, I was only seeing their highlights. And,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they really like play with the same intensity and energy throughout the 90 minutes, and
right,
it's really hard. Like, they don't give you like a breather of any sort. They're always
and they defend you very well. Also, they have conceded only the second lowest amount of goals in the whole season, behind only Leicester City. Only so they have not scored a lot of goals, but they have that spirit about them, with their coach also. Similar to Chelsea, I think, maybe. So he was born and bred in Sheffield, and he just brought them up through championship and even maybe a league before that also, league lower than that. So all the fans and all the players and the coach are all together in this.
They play as a unit and with the right chemistry, as you said.
Yeah.
They were unlucky to not get points against Liverpool.
Yeah, that was, yeah. So, see, that's what I'm saying. Liverpool have had some lucky moments, but Sheffield, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, they've played well against every opposition that they played against. And
they came back from 2-0
different.
Against Chelsea, against us, to draw 2-2 also. They could have won that game against us.
Oh yeah, they had a good chance towards the end, right?
Yeah. So they have surpassed both our predictions for relegation. I think both of them.
Yeah, they.
Both of us had them as relegation candidates, but they are far from far from that.
Yeah, they're in the top half of the table. So
yeah,
I don't. Nah, like now, you would say that was your worst prediction.
Yep. I still have that list with me. So my prediction was Newcastle, Norwich and Sheffield. Only one of those teams are in the relegation zone. And yours was Norwich, Sheffield and Southampton. So you have two teams.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, Sheffield, there's no way to... like, they'll be in the relegation zone considering the way they're playing and with the confidence that they're playing with.
They are very interesting to watch also, even though they don't score a lot of goals. But they're, you know, the... I think I talked about this at the start of the season because I saw some of their games in Championship, but the way their centre-backs go out to the wings and join in attack.
Yeah, they're always progressing, right?
Like, yeah.
They are not wasting their time on the ball when they are like attacking, and they defend well too.
Yeah.
So they play differently.
Yeah.
And it's good to watch. They are certainly like one of the better teams to watch this season.
And they are playing Manchester United on Sunday. What's your prediction for that game? Big game for Sheffield?
Man United.
They are coming
back
to form.
In some form.
Yeah, Martial is firing for them. Rashford is on fire also.
Yeah, but they have shown a lot of inconsistencies this season. Man United, they have won games, but they have also lost and drew some games that they didn't supposed to. And that's why they are like kind of seventh in the table right now. And with current form, Man United is, I feel like they may get a win, but it's Sheffield United and I've seen them playing really well against better oppositions than Man United. So I think I would go for another draw here.
Yeah, also Manchester United are still missing Pogba and some other players. Like even their even Scott McTominay, who has played really good for them recently, is also injured for this game, I think. So it would be hard for them against Sheffield United. I'll go for a Sheffield win in this one.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. I'll take it.
But even thinking logically also, based on how Sheffield has performed against bigger teams,
yeah,
and Manchester United with the, I mean, they have good attacks, but once again, yeah, as I said, Pogba injured, McTominay injured, and Rashford has played almost every game so far. He has not had rest. So, yeah, I would go for a Sheffield win. And then we have Champions League on Tuesdays and Wednesday. Any other interesting games around the...
Interesting games. I think we should talk about Norwich too. They shown.
Oh yeah, Timu Pukki is not having a party now.
Yeah, he did score for their international game, but in the league he is definitely struggling now, and all of that early form has gone.
Yeah, remember they beat Man City, and now
I mean, they were playing so better. I mean,
yeah,
they were attacking and going toe-to-toe with better oppositions and managing to get some results.
I don't know if it's the injuries that happened to most of their players, but since then, yeah, they have... After that Man City game, they have not done...
anything of note. Yeah, they're just losing now.
Yeah. It was not... I think they were the most promising-looking team to me, at least, just because of how they played.
Yeah,
but at the start of the season, but yeah, now they are not doing too well.
Yeah,
in the relegation zone. Did you hear any other news outside the pitch? Jose Mourinho going to Arsenal. I'm reading he might go to Dortmund.
Yeah, I don't think he'll go to Arsenal. I think the board has already rejected that claim. It's just about making a news, I feel like.
Right.
Arsenal may be aiming for a new manager. He's available.
Yeah.
So just make a story. Yeah.
Think... I'm trying to see. Your favorite player, Thierry Henry, signed as a coach for Montreal.
Oh yeah, he's in MLS.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be an interesting move for him. His managerial career has not been great at all.
Yeah.
So he has a chance to do something in the MLS. He knows the league as well, so maybe that could work for him.
I think that could be a good start for him to restart his club managerial career, because it didn't work out for him at Monaco, but maybe this starting a little bit lower would be better to gain confidence and come back.
Yep.
I think that's all then we have for this edition of this intercontinental edition of the Two Substitutes.
Yeah, we can do one more, I think. Now that
you
we
come.
Found a good time, I think I can definitely be available during this time.
Yeah, I think daylight savings helped us also in this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
maybe if not on the weekends, then if we can do it like on a weekday as well. That would be fine.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining, Akshay, all the way from India.
All right, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for it.
Where can they follow us?
They can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the podcasting mediums at Two Substitutes.
Yes. Two with the number, bringing that back.
Yeah, two with the number, not the word.
All right, guys.
Thank you.